USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. The FBI stops a terrorist attack planned for the 4th of July in Cleveland, Ohio.
We're here today to announce the arrest of Demetrius Nathaniel Pitts.
FBI Special Agent in Charge Stephen Anthony says the agency receiving tips, Pitts making statements supporting Al-Qaeda. Investigators also finding disturbing posts on social media. On Facebook, he calls on Muslims to start training every day to know how to shoot guns and throw hand grenades.
The FBI received reporting that Pitts was making statements espousing his support for Al-Qaeda.
U.S. Attorney Justin Herdman says Pitts spotted doing surveillance in downtown Cleveland, reportedly looking for locations to park a van loaded with explosives.
This defendant was walking around downtown Cleveland conducting reconnaissance on what he thought was a large-scale attack planned for the 4th of July.
Pitts facing up to 20 years in prison. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump meets with his top picks to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court. Now that Justice Kennedy is retiring, the president also meeting with Democrats in red states like West Virginia's Joe Manchin. The president expected to announce his choice after the 4th of July holiday on Monday the 9th. More now from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
President Trump is set to announce his Supreme Court nominee next Monday. White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says what the president will be looking for in a nominee.
This president wants somebody who has great experience, deep intellect, wonderful judicial credentials. But I am just amazed how, yet again, the left boils every single thing, including a Supreme Court justice, down to one issue, abortion.
An American woman has died in that engine explosion on a tour boat in the Bahamas. 10 other people hurt in the incident over the weekend. This man witnessing the horror.
I heard this little noise, like flames coming up, and literally the boat exploded right in front of us.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The first one was certainly a success, but could there be a second summit being planned between President Trump and the leader of North Korea? Here's USA's Chris Barnes now with the story from Washington, D.C.
Amid reports, there are signs indicating the North is continuing its weapons programs. National Security Advisor John Bolton says on Sunday,
"We're going to try and proceed to implement what the two leaders agreed to in Singapore."
Now there are reports President Trump may hold another meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, this time in New York City. The news website Axios quotes unnamed U.S. officials as saying Trump may offer Kim the meeting in the Big Apple as a reward for moving to denuclearize. The report goes on to say the meeting in Trump's hometown could happen in September during the U.N. General Assembly. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And far, far away, something new spotted in space. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with the story.
When astronomers first spied a weird cigar-shaped object speeding past the sun last October, they could tell from its path that it had come from another star system, but they didn't know exactly what it was. Now they know. A study published this past week in the journal Nature indicates that the interstellar visitor is neither an asteroid nor an alien spacecraft, but a small interstellar comet. It's the only such object discovered so far, according to one astronomer with the European Space Agency who spoke with NBC News via email. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And I'm Robin Walensky. You're listening to USA Radio News.